And now we move on to readers' comments on the news. First, four comments on begging. Katie Byrne, 26, from Bungay, said, "I feel sad for them. I have been approached and followed, which can be dangerous. I've been badgered for money, and I feel I have to be quite forceful with them." Sue Marriott, 52, from Great Yarmouth, said, "Most of the time they are quiet and fairly harmless, although it doesn't give Norwich a very good look, and they can be quite loud at times, but they keep themselves to themselves." Kelly Cool, 34, from Norwich, said, "I find them a bit unsightly, but I don't think they should be fined or arrested. They are a part of Norwich. Something needs to be done, but I don't know what." A couple who wished to be known only as Mr. and Mrs. Lawrence added, "They are annoying, and I don't like being hassled. I feel unsafe. I'm happy to donate, but I'd rather donate to a charity than directly to the beggars themselves, as they will drink it away."
Numerous comments were sent to the Evening News about the A boards. PM said, "Could the council not have signboards outside the market showing the stalls within? If, as there are pop-up stalls, then have the signboard such that long-term or permanent stalls are highlighted on the top section, leaving a section below where pop-up stalls could put a poster. And also new stalls could be shown there until the council gets around to updating the signboard. Such a signboard is used down at Riverside at the entrance to Morrison's, and this is updated regularly when tenants change. But I guess that's a private site and not run by the council. Just my two pennies worth." Moosey complained, "There are too many A-boards on Gentleman's Walk, and I do question their effectiveness. That said, Norwich Market has new food stalls opening every week, finally replacing the tat and rubbish stalls, but the council is doing nothing to promote this positive change. The stalls themselves only have so much reach on social media, especially when they're new. And the council takes ages to update the market listings on their website. They seem to have forgotten about the pop-up stalls just 2 weeks after they started, with most closed and zero indication of what, if anything, is coming up soon. Such a waste." Curious Cat wrote, "They're only a health and safety issue for the visually impaired. Anyone else who trips over one of them obviously can't be bothered to look where they're going. Like the people you see walking in one direction, looking in another, while having a conversation with someone in a third. Also, those who walk along with their eyes glued to their phones." Marigold added, "They are quite strategic in London Street, just so far out to make you walk past the jeweller's windows." Alex Williams approves of the new policy. "Great to see that businesses now put out A-boards must have a minimum of £5 million public liability insurance. They clutter our streets and are often a danger to those with visual impairments and related disabilities. Those who think A-boards attract customers should probably rethink their marketing budget." So does George Ishmael. "It's like cars, isn't it? One or two in the street isn't a problem. But as soon as it's 100, then it's an eyesore and a major inconvenience for pedestrians. There's no evidence that they do any good at all. Get rid of the lot." And so does Ted. He says they should be banned. They're a danger. And Chatterbox agrees with Ted. A-boards are a major hazard for the blind and visually impaired, and we think strict regulation is right.
And finally, there were mixed reactions from the people of Norwich, with many unconcerned about the rise of seagulls in the city centre. "They don't really bother me, although you have to be careful, as they can take something out of your hand," said retired Margaret Skipper, 79, of Norwich. "They're a lot bolder than they used to be." Self-employed beautician Joanna Jimenez, 25, said, "I like them. I see them around. Hear them squawk. But I haven't noticed a rise. There are always lots of seagulls around Morrison stealing food," student Rachel Crockart, 19, of Silfield, said. "I hear them. They are loud, but they're not in any way, in anyone's way. They're just enjoying their lives. They are wild, so we can't control them. It's inhumane to think about getting rid of them, but they do belong at the coast. But 53-year-old David, a teacher from Norwich, had a tough time. "They took a sausage out of my dog's mouth," he said.